This is Akashwani, the news read by Nethia Franco. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has launched India's first two genome-edited rice varieties by ICAR in New Delhi. Addressing the event, the minister said it's a historic day for India. He said these two varieties will reduce the cost of production and increase the variety of rice in the country. Mr. Chauhan congratulated the agriculture scientists who were involved in this project and said that the country has faith in the capability of the country's agricultural scientists. The 58th annual meeting of the Board of Governors of Asian Development Bank, ADB, will begin today at Milan in Italy. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will lead the Indian delegation at the four-day event. The Finance Ministry in a statement said that the meeting will be attended by official delegations of the Board of Governors of ADB, official delegations of ADB members and international financial institutions. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar emphasized the need for a realistic approach in India's relations with Russia and the US at the Arctic Circle India Forum 2025. Speaking at the Arctic Circle India Forum 2025 in the national capital yesterday, he advocated for Russia realism and America realism, highlighting the importance of engaging with both countries based on mutual interest. Regarding the Russia-Ukraine conflict, he has stated that India is open to helping but has avoided prescribing solutions. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh will hold a bilateral meeting with his Japanese counterpart, Mr. Gen Nakatani, in New Delhi today. The Ministry of Defense, in a statement, has said that during the meeting, both sides will exchange views and ideas on the current regional and international security situation and discuss ways to further deepen the bilateral defense cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the 7th edition of Bihar Khelo India Youth Games 2025 through a video message. In his address, the Prime Minister said that his government has developed a culture of sports in the country and the Khelo India umbrella event is an example that hones sport skills and identify young talent.
आज देश में 1000 से अधिक खेलो इंडिया सेंटर्स चल रहे हैं। इनमें 3 दर्जन से अधिक हमारे बिहार में ही हैं। बिहार को तो एनडीए के डबल इंजन का भी फायदा हो रहा है। यहाँ बिहार सरकार अनेक योजनाओं को अपने स्तर पर विस्तार दे रही है।
Amid a missile strike near the Israeli capital Tel Aviv's airport, Air India has announced that all its flights to and from the city will remain suspended till tomorrow. In a social media post, the airline has said operations will remain suspended with immediate effect to ensure the safety of the passengers and staff. Delhi police has held 6 illegal Bangladeshi immigrants in Delhi NCR under the special drive. Delhi police in a statement said that they were residing at various locations to evade detection and their deportation process initiated with the assistance of foreigners' regional registration offices. The police said that the campaign against illegal immigrants is being executed consistently by the Delhi police and all efforts are being made to identify and deport the illegal immigrants. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings PBKS defeated Lucknow Super Giants LSG by 37 runs in Dharamshala last night. Chasing the target of 237 runs, Lucknow Super Giants made 199 for 7 in the stipulated 20 overs. Today, host Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Delhi Capitals at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that's the end of this news.